Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Hello. So last week I spoke about understanding and how deeply understanding people can bring us closer together and build connection. And I spoke about the peace that comes with that understanding. And as what quite often happens when I make these little episodes or I'm thinking things through, is things come to me after I've committed and said something like I did last week. And so this week I want to build on what I spoke about last week. And the peace that I spoke about that you get with understanding, it's acceptance. And acceptance is a space where we no longer judge, make wrong, or come from the ego state. It's when we're coming from the ego state, as I've said many times before, it's all about survival. And our survival quite often means that we are in opposition of some of those people around us. Not everyone, because we do need to belong and there's more security in belonging than being ostracized. Sometimes people come into our environment that we feel threaten our survival on some level. It could be because they're more successful than us. It could be because what they're saying goes against our beliefs. And if our beliefs are threatened, we subconsciously believe our very survival is threatened. It could be that they are more liked than you are. And that threatens your survival, because if they belong more than you do, then where are you going to go? You'll get pushed out and ostracized. And of course, subconsciously, that is a very dangerous place to be in. So when our ego, when our subconscious is triggered into survival mode, it ignites that ego side of us that needs to run programs such as making someone wrong, being right, judging, going into fight, flight and defense, going into fight, flight and freeze mode. It comes in all sorts of different ways that it can sort of get, we can get triggered. But when we accept somebody, and this comes with understanding that I spoke about last week, and I'll put a link to last week's episode just in case you haven't watched it and this isn't making much sense to you in the show notes below. But acceptance is when we are at peace, when we no longer feel like we are in survival mode. We don't need to make the other person wrong. We don't need to judge them. We're not threatened by them. We don't feel like our survival is threatened by their existence. And understanding, when we deeply understand another person and where they're coming from and we see life through their eyes, there is a much better chance of finding that acceptance, that peace, to coexist with someone else and allow them to truly and freely live. I've also done a meditation a while ago, and don't let the word meditation put you off if you're not into meditations, because it's a led meditation. It's more about sort of going on a journey to finding the inner truth of who you are and touching that. And the reason I'm bringing this up, and again, I'll put a link to that, although that's actually a paid thing, although it's, I don't charge very much for it. But anyway, there's a link to that as well in case you want to have a look at that. But the reason I'm talking about that is not to try and sell you something. It's because when you truly see the truth of who you are, you realize that it is eternal. It can never be hurt or damaged or made less or destroyed or taken away from in any way, shape or form. It is the truth of who you are. It is the eternal essence of who you are. And when you see that, then it is so much easier to accept others, because no one can ever take anything from you, not in the truth of things, not really deep down, not where it counts. And quite often the things we think somebody's taking from us are experiences we'd like to have, but they truly aren't for someone else to take, because you can have that experience somewhere else. And that brings me back to acceptance. And when we learn to accept each other and not to fight against each other, then there's peace and there's harmony. And that really is, I mean, I don't know how many movies that I've seen over the years where they sort of have that, and all we want is world peace. So we laugh about it, we joke about it, we see it as an impossibility, but it isn't an impossibility. Because when we start to truly understand each other and we come from a place of acceptance, there is peace, there is harmony in that. And there's also freedom and joy to truly be yourself and to allow others to be themselves and not have to fit into the same box as everybody. Anyway, that's a whole nother subject. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope that, I don't know, it's given you a bit of an insight, inspired you in some way. As I've been speaking about throughout, there's lots of things in the show notes below. Apart from the links that I've said I'll pop there, there are also links to my social media, to the free course that I created recently called Happiness Boost, which is a 7-day free course to boost your happiness. And links to my website as well, where you can contact me if you should so desire, as I offer team coaching and coaching as well. So have a fabulous week. So much love from me to you. Bye-bye.